This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're laying the foundation that God works through His Word. The Bible says no word of God is void of power. That's in the American Standard Version, Luke 1:37. All the promises of God are yours. They're all yes. And God watches over His Word to perform them. So if you want to be healed, put the Word in your heart and in your mouth. No rhema from God is void of power. His seed is incorruptible. I don't care how much dust is on your Bible. It didn't change the power of the Word of God. You know, I heard this story. Some young girl was at church and she didn't have much. Her Bible was real thin. And the pastor said, "Well, what's happened to your Bible? You lost part of it." She said, No. She said, "Every Sunday when you tell me something's not for today, I tear it out." She said, "I expect you'll take the covers today." No, the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. Don't let people steal it. Why would you let a thief come into your house? Why let somebody steal the Word of God from you? Just get in the Bible for yourself. 1 Thessalonians 2:3 says this, "For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth the Word of God, comma, which also effectively works in you who believe." Amen? See, the Word of God's living and is powerful in those who believe. It's just paper and ink here. But you put it in a believer, and if he believes it, it'll come out of his mouth, and it'll work effectively in you. Not just to be born again. You know, it didn't say the promise of God. It says all the promises. "Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thy iniquities." Oh yeah, that's good. "And heals all your diseases." Isn't that funny how they cross that out? But Isaiah 53 says, "Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" In other words, the arm of the Lord is not revealed until you believe. Can't believe until you've heard. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you cannot wait to hear. Let me put it this way. The time to learn to swim is not when you're going down for the third time. The time to learn to swim is in the shallow end. Get the Word of God now, because you're going to need it. "Who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" If you'll believe God's report, the arm of the Lord will be revealed. Now just always go back to salvation. There was nobody in here born again until you heard and believed. Now, there's a lot of people who hear and don't believe. No one is ever born again until they hear and believe and confess with their mouth. That's the way God works. He doesn't come up with a new plan for everything. He's just got a good plan. He sent His Word. What's He going to do? According to His Word. You know, the Bible says, we use this about ministry gifts sometimes, or even about other things, but the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. He sent His Word. That's a gift. He didn't take His Word back. It's still here. Where is it? It's nigh thee. You don't have to bring Jesus down. It's nigh thee. It's near you. In your heart, in your mouth, in your heart. How did it get there? You have to put it there. God won't jab the Word of God down your throat. Amen? You have to make up your mind that the Word of God is the power of God unto. Unto what? Unto everything. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Do you think healing and health pertain to life and godliness? He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. How are you going to get them from there to here? the same way you got salvation. Like I read to you last week, Dr. Schofield said, and he's right, that word includes everything that God does. Last week we read that scripture that said, take heed how you hear, and another one says, take heed what you hear. And then the Bible says they came to hear and to be healed of their diseases. Hearing. You got to hear. Luke 5:15 says the report went around concerning him. All the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So we can conclude that the great multitude heard that Christ was healing, and they came because they heard. And they came to hear and to be healed. And secondly, they believed what they heard. You know, some people think, a lot of people, for some reason, even people who know better, who ought to know better, they like to say, well, Jesus healed everybody. Mm-mm. Jesus didn't heal everybody. I've heard people say, well, you know, why don't you just go down to the hospital and heal everybody? Jesus did. Said, no, Jesus didn't. I said, Jesus didn't heal everybody. He healed everybody who came to him, everybody who called on him. He doesn't save everybody. He saves everybody that calls on him. He'll in no wise cast them out. One of the stories in the Bible, if we look over at Luke chapter 5, verse 7, might be the only one that we'll get time to go to tonight. But the religious leaders of his day refused to hear and be healed. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, for the most part, were not interested in what Jesus had to say, except they tried to trick him, to have an excuse to kill him. They came to hear and kill. They didn't come to hear and be healed. They came to hear and accuse. But notice what it says here in Luke chapter 5, verse 7. We're talking about Jesus did not heal everybody. Now, it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. But they didn't come to hear and be healed. They came to hear and accuse. Now, he was in a house, and it says, and the power of God was present to heal them. You see that? Luke 5:17. All these Pharisees came out, and the power of God was present to heal them. Behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they sought to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. And they could not find how they could bring him in because of the crowd. So they went up on the housetop. Can you imagine that? They took this poor guy on a stretcher, four men, and they got him up on the roof. Then they tore a hole in the man's roof, and they let him down. I mean, with his bed, they had ropes, and they let him down through the tile into the midst before Jesus. And then verse 20 says, and Jesus saw their insanity. Jesus saw their presumption. No, Jesus saw their faith. And he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven. You see, he saw their faith. Faith can be seen. Faith is revealed in words and in deeds. He saw their actions. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? But so that you may know the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. But my point is this, he was not the only man there that day that needed healing, but he was the only one that was healed. Amen? You know, Jesus went down to the pool of Bethesda, where the Bible says there was a great multitude, five porches, of the withered, the halt, the sick, and the lame. Five hospital wards full of people. Of course, they weren't hospital wards. But how many people were healed at the pool of Bethesda? One. And yet people say, Jesus healed everybody. No, he didn't heal everybody. He healed everybody that asked. He healed everybody that came to him. And even though he healed that one man there, nobody else asked. All who ask receive. Few that don't ask receive. God might do something like that, but very, very seldom will that happen. Those people didn't even know who Jesus was. They hadn't heard. But he went there. I'm sure all over he was moved with compassion, wasn't he? You know, people say, well, he always healed to prove his divinity. That's just hogwash. It never says that. He was moved with compassion. He's still moved with compassion. Do you think he's lost his compassion? He who's the same yesterday, today, and forever? And that he just, those same people, I wasn't going to talk about this, but those same people who deny healing, they say, well, yes, Jesus and the early disciples healed, but those were sign gifts. They were just signs that they were men of God, that, you know, what they were saying was the truth. I mean, my goodness, the interstate highway's built. We ought to take the signs down now, right? Isn't that just as smart as if nobody today needs a sign? Well, we got far more lost people today than we're alive then. Don't need signs anymore. The things people say sometimes are crazy. No, we still need signs on the interstate, and people still need signs. And I tell you what, they lived in perilous times, and so do we. And we need to prove to the world there are people who need a sign that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we're the ones who can give it to them. We have words. Some of them need signs. They came to hear and to be healed. What brought them? Healing brought them. They heard the fame of him went all about. We need to make up our mind. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth out of the mouth of God. The Bible says there'll be a famine of the word. It shouldn't be our famine. But there is a famine of the word. But we can change that. Amen?
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. Let me remind you of our healing school Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We are going to cover every aspect of healings with the intent that you will have no doubt whatsoever that God heals today and that God will heal you. That is the purpose, and we intend to give you scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture and lay a foundation and build a wall and build a house that will stand so that you can be healed. That's Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We're in no hurry. We are not trying to build a prefab house. We're trying to build a house that's built on the rock. If you'd like to come visit us sometime, we're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. That's on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. We're not a big church. You won't get lost here. You won't be a number here. And you're welcome to come anytime. So God bless you, and thank you for being interested in the things of God.